What's good, y'all? Happy Earth Day. Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics, Freedom Through Swimming. Today I'm going to start with some community announcements. The first one is there will be a showing of Wade in the Water, A Journey into Black Surfing and Aquatic Culture on May 6th in Atlanta. This is a new location that they added to their screenings list. It's also, I believe, one of the few events that will be where the screening will be on the East Coast. Next up, the organization Black on the Scene, in collaboration with Courageous Leap and Cultured Books Literacy Foundation, will be hosting an event in May for 200 black girls to see The Little Mermaid in St. Pete, Florida. They're going to rent out a movie theater on May 28th for 200 black girls, like I said, in St. Pete, Florida. They're going to be doing a book giveaway as well, and they will get vouchers for free swimming lessons with Courageous Leap. To make this happen, the organization is trying to raise $15,000 for the event. I'll be sure to post the GoFundMe link in the show notes. I also want to wish everyone participating in the Open Water National Championships good luck, as well as those who participated in the Water Polo World Cup this past week. Congratulations as well. With that being said, we'll move on to the main section of the podcast, which is highlighting Diversity in Aquatics, the organization. So Diversity in Aquatics is an organization that highlights and give resources to all types of diverse communities that participate in aquatics. And their mission, you know, based on their website, is to educate, promote, and support swimming, water safety, and healthy aquatics activities for underserved, marginalized, and vulnerable populations. With summer right around the corner, this is an organization that you should follow for the resources that they have available and the information that they share, the knowledge that they share. It is led by Executive Director Dr. Marion Lynch, and they also have about 8 aquatic councils as well, those being the Caribbean Council, the HBCU/HSI, so the Historically Black Colleges and Universities, and Hispanic Serving Institution Council. They have an Adapted Swimming Council, a Swimming Council, Scuba Council, Triathlon Council, Veterans Council, and a Research Council as well. This is an organization that I highly recommend following, and I will also be putting their website link in the show notes as well. As always, if there are any swim projects or businesses in your local community that serve the black community and you think we should highlight them, reach out to us at podcast@blackandaquatics.com. Thanks for checking in. Peace.